the nuclear option, the Kremlin continues to use treasonous idiots like Jim Acosta. By Charles Hurd on June 17, 2019. President Trump's ability to capture the attention of his enemies remains as powerful as ever. And by enemies, I mean the political press. The very people Mr. Trump calls enemy of the people. For years now, we have been scolded by these so-called news hounds that it is un-American and immoral and probably racist to use the term enemy of the people to refer to them. Mr. Trump is evil and a tyrant for doing so, we have been hysterically advised. Until that is, CNN star Jimmy Acosta, the number one enemy of the people, suddenly decided it is perfectly okay to use the phrase to title his new soul-clutching book The Enemy of the People. Baby needs new shoes, I guess. Anything in the name of filthy profit, right? I say soul-clutching but should give full disclosure here that I have not actually read the book. Nor would I read the book if my life depended upon it. But, based on Mr. Acosta's hysterical, navel-gazing, peacock-strutting coverage of the White House for his unwatchable cable channel, I'm sure his book is just as soul-clutching as his daily White House coverage. Just think of all the for rent and for sale signs that are going to go up on the foreheads of journalists like Mr. Acosta when Mr. Trump leaves office. There will be such a massive glut of available mental real estate from New York to Washington that it will probably cause the next recession. But for now, occupancy rates are close to 100%. Donald Trump occupies the headspace of every Jimmy Acosta in America, and it sure is hilarious to watch. President Trump says he would not inform the FBI if a foreign adversary gave him dirt on a political opponent. The Jimmy Acostas proclaim. No, actually. Mr. Trump said he would alert the FBI if warranted. As in, if Mr. Trump determined that someone was trying to hijack the U.S. political system. It doesn't take a genius to know that there is a huge difference between the duly elected president of the U.S. swapping gossip about political opponents with the Prince of Wales and Hillary Clinton's campaign hiring foreign nationals to gather dirt from the Kremlin in order to rig the 2016 election. Because that is precisely what Mrs. Clinton and the Democratic National Committee did. And, thanks to the thoroughly exhaustive Mueller report, we now know with total certainty that there is no evidence that Mr. Trump's campaign did anything of the like. But the real corruption, the real crime, the real collusion between the Democratic Party and Russia has actually occurred since Mr. Trump was legitimately sworn into office. Yes, the collusion continues. The collusion between Democrats and the Kremlin, and now between the Democrats and leftist crazies in the media like CNN's Jimmy Acosta. There is actually another name for this. It is called an attempted coup of a duly elected president. And it was all orchestrated by the Kremlin, using the Democrats and political media in America as their useful, and treasonous, idiots. Contact Charles Hurd at Sherd@WashingtonTimes.com or on Twitter @CharlesHurd.